call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Wednesday. Welcome to Feedback. Phone number, 715-845-2155. Phone lines are lit, ready to go. Welcome for you to make the call. All right, first thing up for bid this morning, if we're going to jump into it. The city of Wausau had a little bit of a shakeup recently. There was, the birds were out there. These iron sculptures were put out in the middle of the roadway. And apparently this cost quite a big chunk of money to the city. And didn't make people too happy. Then as people started to kind of look into it, well, you know, the procedures for having something like this done weren't exactly followed. Now, is this a life-altering circumstance? Is this a case where the world is coming to an end and government in the city of Wausau, as we know it, is corrupt and everybody must be taken out to the gallows? And no, it's not. This is a case of where something wanted to be done. People didn't exactly follow the procedures, and probably it was a case of like, come on, man, this is not rocket science. It's not brain surgery. It's decoration for the city. Well, let's get it done. Let's just get this done. Well, that's not how it's supposed to work. You know, if you want to run your personal life that way, that's one thing. But when you are representing the people of a municipality, you're supposed to follow the rules. Well, as a result, the city of Wausau asked basically the public works director to step down. Part of that negotiation, if you follow with me a little bit, is the individual was say, hey, listen, things are blowing up. This is not turning out like we were hoping it was going to turn out. We're going to need a scapegoat here. And guess what, Brad Marquardt, you're that person. We're going to ask you to step down. And he says, well, this is speculation on my part. Well, I've been here for a while. I don't really like the idea. What's in it for me? Well, how about we take care of you and we pay you and give you your insurance package to the end of the year? Maybe you can find another gig somewhere. All right. Yeah, I will. Again, unless this was contractually established at the time he was hired, this is, in my opinion, another example of, well, we got to do this and it's not exactly following the rules. So let's go ahead and do this. We can cut a deal. No. In the private sector, if you and I ever did something that the company decided was inappropriate and we needed to leave our position as a result, maybe we would get a minor severance package. A couple weeks, maybe a month. But to have a severance package that is quite hefty in cost to last to the end of the year, this is a bit excessive. If the individual had done something, if Marquardt did something that warrants his leaving the position, then he leaves the position.
Well, but they were in the process of doing that. So your description of how these things shook out isn't necessarily the case.
Then correct me.
There were disciplinary hearings that were set, that were going to be scheduled to answer these charges.
Right.
And they probably, allegedly, would have led to his dismissal at some point. So he resigns before that. This is basically the city making this go away so that they don't have to have a long, drawn-out to deal with.
Then that doesn't really change what I just said. If he did something wrong, then he needs to be held accountable. You don't give an individual who you suspect of doing something wrong 6 months plus of severance package.
I would agree with you, but of course there are many instances in the corporate world where golden parachutes are given to people who
but they're contractual. Golden parachutes and stuff like that are contractual. You go into it, and your employment agreement says, Bob, if anything happens to you, if we have to fire you because of downsizing, if you get caught with that hot chick from accounting in your office after schmoozing her down by the water cooler.
Are we ever going to beat her, by the way?
That's up to her, man. That's up to her. Then we're going to fire you. But if that happens, we're going to give you this. That's why they call it a golden parachute. We're going to give you this severance package. This is contractual. 99 times out of 100, that is predetermined. This is not. This is an example, and this makes my case.
Well, the other thing is the president of the city council and the mayor have both signed a letter of recommendation that this guy can use to get another job.
What the heck are we doing then? If the guy is being asked to leave because we feel that his actions were inappropriate, then that's in. No, you don't give a letter of recommendation. Listen, I got nothing against Mark Wright. He's probably a great guy. And he probably busted his hump for this city for a long time. But it seems to me all of this is saying the city plays a little loose with its rules and regulations when it comes to getting, it seems to me, what we called back where I'm from, the good old boy network. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you know, you take care of me, I'll take care of you, and this is how it's worked. That is not how it's supposed to work. That is not how you come out and say, we're against big government. We want the people. We want smaller government. We are conservatives. We want this and we want. And then you do this. No, that doesn't fly. That's a contradiction. All right, let's go to the phones. Dennis, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Thanks for staying on hold for us. What can we do for you, brother?
I just wanted to give you a heads up. The same situation happens in the universities. And that's a state institution, you know. So.
Mm-hmm. All right. Give me an example. What do you mean?
Where a person normally is a head of a department, and what they will do is sign a 5-year contract with a stipulation in there at 3 years, they have the right to either continue his contract or mm-hmm. discontinue.
Okay, right.
And in the case, one of the cases that I know of, it was discontinued. They were not going to renew his contract after 5 years, but we're going to keep you on the payroll for 2 years. At $90,000 a year, so, or if you find another job, then it's canceled.
Yeah, that's a sweetheart of a package, and I disagree with that kind of a thing. Yeah, I know if you do an honorable job and you've done a lot of things for the company, and circumstances require you to cut somebody loose, I can understand being as generous as the company can afford. I can understand that. You say, look, you've really went above and beyond, but circumstances are such we got to scale back. Yeah, we'll help you find another gig as best we can. I think that's admirable. But you don't give bonuses to people that have cost the company money. You don't give extended contracts of employment, these benefits, to somebody that is being dismissed because they've done something either wrong or perceived as wrong. That's just not how you do business.
Correct.
Thank you, Dennis. I appreciate you calling in. Let's talk to Jim. Jim, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Seth.
Hey, man.
I spoke yesterday with Tom. He did a great job the last couple of days.
He always does.
And I gave him a reading assignment along with sending that assignment to some of the listening audience, school teachers and union professionals.
Uh-huh. Tom, did you get your reading assignment?
He gave me 3 books to read, and
have you started?
No, that would be negatory.
Where's your report? Don't tell me the dog ate it. All right, so Jim, apparently he's a little bit slow. He's slacking a little bit.
Mm.
Yeah, well, Seth, I'm not surprised by the response. However, it's early yet. We will hold him accountable a couple of weeks down the road.
Okay, we can do that.
The one book that he would benefit from the most and be a great partner for you, pro or con, in your discussions, would be if he read Shadow Bosses.
I have heard several people recommend that book. This is you're about the third or fourth person that has said, hey, you need to read this. So it's on my list. I just got to get caught up over the summer of everything else I want to read.
Well, Tom maybe doesn't get paid big money, so we should share. If you get the book and read it, share it with Tom.
Well, they have these things. You know, the government provides these things called public libraries.
What?
And I know there are people that think that is a waste of money because they've never stepped foot in one. I think public libraries are one of the great items that the government and tax money provide for us. I think that public libraries are awesome.
Where would homeless people go to the bathroom
Stop
if there
it.
Weren't for public libraries?
You know, that's, yeah, brother.
I have parting words for Tom.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Amen, brother, on your statement regarding libraries.
Okay.
I agree with him, too. Thank you, Jim. I appreciate you calling in. All right, so there it is. That's just my that's my opinion with this issue with Marquardt. It seems to me that the city has put forth an image of, Well, you know, we're going to require businesses that apply for permits to play by the rules. We are going to require individuals who want licenses to play by the rules. We're going to require the city law enforcement to go out and write tickets and fine people that don't play by the rules. However, when it comes to running the city government, you know, it's complicated. There's a lot to it. We're going to play a little loosey-goosey with the way things are done. We're going to, listen, the ends justify the means, right? No, it doesn't. You got to lead by example, gentlemen, ladies. You can't have this. And this is a very, very good opportunity to be very transparent and to do things the right way. Let's see what happens. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We'll be back after this.
Wisconsin Morning News now. Rush Limbaugh at 11 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU. News to start your day. Feedback at 8. The biggest talkers.
Welcome back to the program. 715-845-2155. All right, apparently Jim did not hold on.
I've had some information related to me about the situation in Wausau with the payout to Brad Marquardt and the suggestion first of all, this did not come before the full city council for a vote. It was the Human Resources Committee, apparently. There were, as I said earlier, there were disciplinary hearings that were set up that were going to deal with this issue, and he resigned before those hearings could be held, the suggestion being that if those hearings would have been held, he would have been fired. But since this is a personnel issue, nobody can really talk about it for legal reasons.
In our litigious
society, the suggestion is being made to me from someone in the know that this settlement, although it seems pricey, is actually saving the city money over the legal fees and the cost it would be to fight this at some point in time with the lawsuit that would probably be filed at some point in time. So
Marquardt, the assumption is that if he went through the disciplinary system and was dismissed, that he would sue for wrongful dismissal.
That's the suggestion that I am getting, yes.
And you know what that does? And again, I know that I'm harping on this, but you know what that says to me? If he's going to sue for wrongful dismissal, my assumption is that his statement would be, listen, I did things the way they've always been done, and now I get fired for it? Bull crap. I'm not going to be fired for doing things the way, A, I was told to do them, and the way it's always been done around here. I'm not going to be the one that takes the hit on this. So, again, that even adds legitimacy or some fuel to my fire.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is speculation, but that's the way it smells. That's the way it looks. It's, you know, if this were a case of complete and total transparency where everybody did things according to the book, then they could say, no, let me explain to you. This is what we're supposed to have done. This is how it was supposed to have been done. This is what we did. Boom, 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 boom. Go right down the checklist and say, okay, this little thing right here, yeah, we did. We were supposed to take 45 days. We took 30 days or something like it. Minor, big deal. Nobody's gonna have an issue with it. But when it's like playing loose with the rules and the regs, no, I it continues to me to smell like they were doing business the good old-fashioned, good old boy way. They got caught. Marquardt is the scapegoat. And, yeah, it probably did cost the city less than going through the whole procedure. But that's not the way it's supposed to be done. I understand that it may have cost us less,
That happens in a lot of situations regarding government or, you know, basically anything where lawsuits can be filed.
Criminal cases.
Right.
An individual.
Companies that are sued will prefer to write the check than to go through the litigation,
companies,
which is probably going to cost more in the long run.
The rare cases where a company puts out a bad product. They choose to pay the...
You use the term rare, okay.
Well, I know you, the pessimist. They all do it. We're all going to die.
Well, it probably happens more than rare, but okay. I'll see where you're coming from.
Of all the products in the entire nation that are produced that are deemed defective and there's an issue, I would say that qualifies as rare. I know you and the negative aspect of your life want to look at it, you know, the world is all brown and moldy and icky, and there's only little tiny spots where it's happy. And of course, you can't get there.
Now you're getting it.
You can't get there because you aren't good enough. You aren't privileged enough to
be
where it is.
I've always looked at optimists as not understanding the situation. Yes.
Oh, I'm not even going to go where I look at pessimists. It's like, oh God. So anyway, I think the issue, the new information you got, just adds a little bit more to my my perception of things. All right. In the meantime, how about just for fun, as we get ready to close out, Cambridge, Massachusetts, NASA is predicting. You ready for this? They are predicting that within about 20 years, we are going to find alien life somewhere in our solar system.
I saw that. Yes.
They are saying this because they are getting ready to launch the Transiting Exoplanet Surveying Satellite in 2017.
V'ger?
Yeah, exactly. NASA administrators and scientists estimate that humans will be able to locate alien life within the next 20 years. Now, here's what they are not saying in this statement.
Alien life is not going to be somebody that you can have a conversation with, possibly.
Thank you.
It's going to be like,
a,
you know,
single cell,
amoebas or shrimp or, you know, some kind of...
I think if we found anything other above and beyond a single-celled organism that can reproduce, then I think it would. You find something as complex as a shrimp or something.
We're not going to find the guys in the long robes with the big heads?
I bid 4,000 quatlus on the newcomer. No, I don't believe we're going to find that. I don't think we're going to find grays. I don't think we're going to find little green men. I don't think we're going to have to worry about them landing on the lawn in Washington going, ack, ack, we come in peace. If, and this is my point, this is the reason I bring it up, I have no problem, and I do not dismiss the incredible odds that we will probably find some kind of single-cell, amoebic, bacterial, some kind of other life.
Well, if you will give us...
Or vegetative.
But if you will agree with that, then what is to say that we will not find a world where that single-celled life has evolved over millions of years to get where we are now?
Well, that's easy. That's easy.
Because?
Evolution is crap.
I see.
This world didn't happen by accident.
Okay.
It happened by intelligent design.
Uh-huh.
God created us unique and in his image. So we're not going to find somewhere out there an alien holding up a sign, we'll communicate with Earth for food. Not going to happen. Plant life? Maybe. That would be a tremendous discovery. Mold, mildew, some kind of space fungus. Sure.
Don't Christians believe that God created all of those things as well?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is mankind is unique and special. Might we find other life forms? Yes. I think it's highly likely. Will we find sentient beings that can communicate? No. I don't think so.
What are you going to do if we somehow find out that we are actually living in an alien's snow globe on his desk?
Go ahead. Take another couple hits. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. Whoa, man. My hand.
The news, talk, and Rush Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.